The following program is classified MA. It is recommended for an immature audience. It may contain strong language, adult themes, and nudity. But being a podcast, that's not.
Welcome to Planet Beer. This is The Beer Show, and tonight we are live at the Pig and Whistle in Brisbane on the river at the Riverside Complex. And what a night we've got lined up for you, because we've brought the man from Little Creatures with us. Not the band, we're talking about the beer. And let's introduce everyone right around the table. Jason's with us, of course.
G'day.
Oh, that was big. That was huge, Jason.
Sorry. G'day.
Next on the show tonight, Brendan, mate, you've joined us tonight. You're a beer expert.
That's what they tell me. I think it just becomes from years and years and years of drinking that...
There's that guy in that pub again, passed out on the floor. He must be an expert.
He must be an expert. And George, of course, from Little Creatures, and he's got a t-shirt which says, drink a little one.
Well, yeah, it's good words to live by, better words to die by, but thanks for having us, Walter. It's good to be down here.
Yeah. Great. And this is the last show in the Series 1 for the Beer Show from Planet Beer, so... If you aren't on board this by now, you're missing something special. And, of course, drink responsibly, as we say at the Beer Show. Now, which beer do we want to have a look at first tonight?
Well,
open things up.
The one we've got, I don't know, this is the pale ale, I think, isn't it?
Yep.
I just got handed to me. It had a big head on it. It was beautiful.
It's going down nice. A nice fruity drink, too. So tell us a little about it, George.
Well, I guess the reason that we came to the Pig and Whistle is that they're going to be... one of the first venues here in Queensland to have the Little Creatures Pale Ale on draft, on tap. And we talk about sort of a fruity flavour coming through. That comes from some wonderful Oregon Cascade and Chinook hops that we use in our beers. And so to have that in a pint glass and coming off the tap really accentuates it and really sort of brings it out of the beer, as opposed to, you know, sort of quite cold just in the stubby. So it's great for us to have our pale ale now in a pint glass so that people here in Brisbane and Queensland can get stuck in and really start to fully appreciate what the pale ale is all about.
And talking pint glasses, look what they've done, guys. They've marketed it in a special pint bottle.
That's great. It looks like an old Darwin stubby.
That looks about my size of a beer.
That's great.
It has got a touch of the Darwin stubbies about it.
It does, yeah. It's a smaller version, but still a big one.
And you've got to love that label with the sort of angelic-type creature.
Yeah, what's the story behind the angel?
It's a cherub, isn't it?
A cherub, sorry.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Angel,
yeah,
come on.
Fine line, guys. You're splitting hairs.
Yeah.
Little Creatures, a lot of what Little Creatures is about is a sense of fun, you know, and a sense of innocence, if you like, and of openness, and so we find being little creatures, our little chirp represents a lot of what we're about. And also, I mean, it's been said that it's what they drink in heaven, and he's brought it down for us here to give it a crack.
Really?
Yeah. I reckon there'll be a few people drinking it in heaven at the Pig and Whistle at Riverside before long.
Especially I thought Forex was drunk in heaven. Oh, hey, that's what sends you to heaven.
Hey, George.
Should go to hell for that.
The Little Creatures, does it have anything to do with, you know how you hear folklore and things like that. Does Little Creatures have anything to do with the yeast?
Yeah. And it comes back as well to the idea of our pint-sized bottle. The pale ale is bottle-conditioned.
Yep.
So after the primary fermentation, it's actually filtered clear. But then we add a secondary strain of yeast in the actual bottle. And then it sits in the bottle in bottle conditions, which is fantastic. It adds flavour. It means we don't have to add any preservatives. And so the idea of the pint-sized bottle, which is exactly 568 mils, which is exactly a pint glass, is that you actually pour that out. So you get that yeast out of the bottle into the glass, let it mix up, let those flavours open up, you know, open up a little if you like. And so just a great way for people who, you know, haven't got a keg at home, poor bastards, you know, a chance for them to be able to sit back and enjoy a pint.
Those are the poor bastards. Yeah. Don't have kegs at home.
We can't all be perfect, you know.
Speaking of kegs, Brendan and I recently went on a boys' weekend.
Woo-hoo!
We went to a place called Double Island Point,
yeah,
which
baby.
Is in, those of you around the world listening, it's Noosa North Shores, so it's north coast of Queensland. And we've been going there. Well, I've been asked for the last 15 years to go, and only the last 2 years I've said yes, because I know the antics that they get up to over there. You know, certain stories of people falling asleep and waking up with sticks shoved up their bum.
Rough stuff.
I know. And
I'm glad those guys are getting...
Don't try this at home.
They're a little bit older and they've mellowed out a
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. I waited till they actually started to have children and matured a bit. But yeah. As you would have experienced, Brendan, that's they didn't mature that much. There weren't any sticks.
There's no sticks. Those boys were pretty well behaved, but everyone was quite amazed when we rocked up with a keg in the back of the truck.
Well, it was a keg hooked up to a miracle box?
Yeah, miracle box, or what we call it, temperite.
So we had the back of the Pajero. We opened the back up, and there we go. We've got a bit of cloudy...
Hefeweizen
beer on tap while they're drinking their 4X.
You weren't exactly slumming at a Double Island.
Oh, no. We were slumming it because we had tents away from the snakes. Well, I hope.
Well, tents, that's a new thing for this year. Previous years, all you could have was a tarp and a sleeping bag. If you put the sleeping bag on the tarp, and if it rained, you put the sleeping bag under the tarp. And that was it. And remember, Pat accidentally threw up on Brad's sleeping bag, so... Brad hops into his bed and all of a sudden it's wet. So, yeah.
There was a few vomiting.
Freud could have a field day with you guys and your snakes while you're away camping.
Yes. The one-eyed trouser snakes. There was a few of them. I saw a few.
I saw more full moons that weekend than I care to remember.
Yeah, it was a very clear night.
Well, you know what they say about camping. It's intense.
Hey, I like that.
And this is why he is a marketing guru.
See, that's why, that makes our show a comedy now. I like that.
That's good. And they've got some beer coasters that go with this little creatures range too, which say open up a little. Explain that to us, George.
Just coming back, obviously, a bit of a play on words there. So as you crack the top off a stubby of little creatures, you're opening up a little creatures.
Yes.
But, going back to the company's philosophies, if you go to the actual venue in Fremantle, it's a lovely big open venue, and we have everyone there from little 2-year-olds running around with sticks. Hopefully they don't take anyone's eye out. But the 90-year-old grandpas are there, and everyone's
with
having
sticks.
A good time with sticks.
Trying to whack the kids.
Yeah, look out for the grandpas with sticks. Yeah. The kids, they're all right, but the grandpas are the ones you have to watch. But yeah, it's about being open and honest. And just everyone, enjoying each other's company and having a good time.
All right, we'll come back with another beer shortly from Little Creatures as we sip our way through the range of four fabulous beers that they've got in stock. We've started things with the Pale Ale tonight, and we'll catch up with our band a little later in the evening too. It's all part of Planet Beer, the beer show.
When a voiceover is this deep, it could only be for Carlton Draft. Because a man should never have to hear words like barley, hops and yeast in a namby-pamby girly voice. And that's where I come in. Just the cold, hard facts. Then I just go home, eat a steak and build up my energy for the next time. Carlton Draft. Made from beer.
We are back with Planet Beer, the beer show. And for those of you who've pirated this on someone else's machine on your podcast, just remember you can download from the website to check it out for yourselves. Jason, we've got a comment on this shirt you're wearing tonight. I think Brendan summed it up nicely, haven't you?
I'm sitting here looking at this really cool Boy Scout shirt that I thought Jason had hand-sewn all these labels on. And I just saw someone coming out of the toilet with the same shirt.
It's my little bit for Steve Irwin, who, if you've been living under a rock somewhere without television, you'd know that he died not long ago, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to date the show, so I'm going to say a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and the Khaki Army are out tonight at the Pig and Whistle at Riverside, and you look like you're the captain of the army.
Yeah, no, I am. It was a shock. It was funny. I'd never seen a Steve Irwin show. Like, as in, I couldn't say I was a fan. I never watched you know, anything that was on there. I saw one episode where he went to Bali and did surfing and whatever. But when he died, like, it hit me pretty hard because I thought, oh, geez. You know, imagine if someone was a fan, big fan of his. Yeah, it makes you feel, yeah.
I got to say, I was a pretty big fan. Watching him, I used to watch him on one of the 200 stations back in Hawaii. And I, long before I'd ever been to Australia, and I absolutely loved him. He'd come up to a snake, now look at this beautiful snake, now if you bit me, boy, with that head. But don't worry, I'm not too far from the anti-venom, and I'll just play with it for a while. Isn't she gorgeous?
Isn't that the worst Australian accent you've ever heard?
Yeah, I think so. That's worse than Meryl Streep.
No, it's funny, there's a new...
Got my baby.
Yeah. Was it the dingo that took your baby? It's funny, there's a new cartoon out that's got a koala in it, and the accent is almost as bad as Brennan's one. But they always get a pom and say, yeah, you're close enough, let's do it.
Okay.
And they talk like this, you know, I've got my kangaroo.
It's
you
crazy.
Know, it's stupid.
It's a throwback to like the old Chips Rafferty days, you know, when our dads were going to the movies. Yeah, we shouldn't talk too much about Steve because the croc hunter, believe it or not, was a non-drinker. He was a teetotaler, so
I think he was too intense of a person to have any kind of a drug in his system.
He was just on a natural high on life.
Yep.
And I've interviewed him several times, and he's one of the most passionate people I've ever had the pleasure to interview. Just amazing guy. Now, let's take things to another level let's look at some more beers. Just if we can have a quick overview of the other stuff you've got here, George, tonight from Little Creatures.
Crikey, George, show us! Show us the beer!
Open up a little for us.
We can actually link back to Little Creatures quite well from our old mate Steve. May he rest in peace. Because Little Creatures Brewery was, the original site was actually a crocodile farm. We talked about
Segue.
Yeast. Is that the official word?
That's a technical radio term for a segue.
Right. A link.
Yes.
It was seamless, too.
Yeah. You wouldn't even know.
Kind of like Jason's patches, a bit seamless, really.
Yes.
We used to be a crocodile farm before it became Little Creatures Brewery. So that's sort of talking about the yeast before, the microorganisms, Little Creatures. That name also ties into when we had the crocs and the alligators on the ground there, and they've still got the original viewing platform in the brewery, so people now can come down and instead of looking down on I guess the not so little creatures, the alligators, now you can actually look down on
excuse me, just correct. That's a crocodile.
A crocodile, sorry.
For those of you playing at home. These foreigners. Sorry, keep going.
That's right, yeah. You can now look down on our brewers, who are, you know, sort of animals in their own right, I guess.
Yeah, I believe they don't quite pass the height restrictions for the rides at Dreamworld either.
That's correct. Most of the people who work at Little Creatures are about 5 foot nothing, and the Little Creatures name once again sort of has a loose link. To the general, to average height of our staff.
A factory in Fremantle full of Oompa Loompas.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. There should be more Oompa Loompas.
And a chocolate river flowing through the middle of it.
I used to have nightmares about Oompa Loompas.
Or is it a beer river in Little Creatures' case?
I think they preferred being called little people. I think that's the correct term.
Yeah. Nobody likes short people.
Don't start singing Randy Newman songs. Now... Also on the beer show, we've started off with the pale ale. Just if you could quickly take us through the others.
Yeah, well, four beers altogether that come out of Little Creatures Brewery. We've spoken about the pale ale. And I guess another beer we do is a lovely pilsner. So nice, clean, crisp, you know, Australian take on the original, you know, Czechoslovakian pilsner. So slow brewed over about 6 weeks as opposed to our ales, which... we can do in about 10 days, then with the pale ale, another an extended bottle conditioning before it's ready to be shipped out. Pilsner, the style, comes from the days of ice caves up in Czechoslovakia. So before there were fridges, we used to stick the beer in tubs in ice caves, and they found over the summer months that the beer actually kept conditioning at these low temperatures, creating a lovely, clean, you know, crisp, refreshing flavour. So that's the Pilsner with the Saaz hops. And then our new one that is just going absolute bananas here in the Queensland, and that's the Bride Ale.
Is that a Queensland joke, was it? Bananas?
No, it is.
It was good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Subtle.
The perfect beer for the Sunshine State, the Bright Ale.
It is.
So it's called Bright Ale. Is that the one I'm looking at with the yellow?
With the yellow? Yeah. So, yeah, lovely colour to it. And when you're brewing a pale ale, after the primary conditioning, the beer gets filtered. And so it's actually filtered clear before then we add that secondary yeast strain and bottle condition it. And at that stage, it's called bright beer at that initial filtration stage. And so we sort of played on that idea to create a bright ale. And we saw some wonderful hops, a hybrid, if you like, of a SARS variety that's grown in New Zealand, and discovered this wonderful hops and created this sort of lovely style of ale that's still nice and floral, nice and fragrant, but very Moorish, and a nice just a sort of drier finish on it, as opposed to that sort of lemon citrus finish on the pale ale. And then, yeah, should we, I guess last but not least...
let's not forget it.
The Rogers.
You'll get a right royal rogering if you don't mention this one back home.
Yeah.
10-4. The Rogers, with the apostrophe after the S, because it's actually named after two fairly famous Australian brewers, Roger Bailey and Roger Bussell, that helped develop what was originally called Little Creatures Amber Ale into Rogers, Little Creatures Rogers. And just recently actually won Best Amber Ale in Australia at, I think it was the AHA Awards, don't quote me on that, but one fairly prestigious event that's just happened in Sydney recently. And just a lovely colour to it. Beautiful sort of malt hop flavours, but just so smooth and just so subtle and well balanced, and it's coming in at about 3.8%.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the Girls with Germs. The Girls, Germs themselves, they're back by popular
demand.
They are.
Look at them on stage there.
They're lining up,
Brendan,
now.
They're looking at you.
They've got their school uniforms on, and Brendan's been eyeing them off.
Yeah, what's with the school uniforms? I'll have to ask the guys after the break.
We'll have to, yeah.
Well, while we go listen to the band, we're going to have our dinner has just arrived.
Oh,
and look at, there's two bits of meat on our hamburgers.
What is up with that? That's too much meat for me. Yeah.
The Beer Show live at the Pick and Whistle Riverside, online at beershow.com.
Actually, the Beer Show, but hey, we won't get technical.
Yeah!
Welcome back to Planet Beer. Oh, wasn't Girls Jams great? And so was my burger.
That was a very tasty burger.
That was the best burger I've had today.
Double meat patty, it's a bit much, but
yeah.
That was a tasty burger.
No, that was great. What else was I going to say? George has gone to the toilet, so...
Just before we go on with George and our next beer tasting, why don't you guys tell us about the beer game that you played while you were at Double Island Point?
Yeah, it was called the stick game. And what you do is you stick a stick in the fire. Can't be too thick because it takes too long to burn. And what happens is everyone sits around the fire, and when the stick eventually burns and falls, it falls towards somebody, that person has to shotgun a beer. Now, here at the beer show... Out of a can. Here at the beer show, we do not condone any stupid drinking like that.
Or encourage
anyone ever to drink VB. Out of a can.
Shotgun. And especially when it's come out of the ice. It's about a half a degree Celsius. I think I got a brain freeze when I did that.
Yep.
I generally like my beers around 4, 5, even up to 6, 7 degrees. Oh, I tell you, that was a tough one.
I know. And like those of you who don't know how to shotgun, again, we're not teaching you how to do it. Basically, it's you get a can of drink, you puncture a hole in the bottom side of it, whilst putting that up to your mouth, pull the lid and suck away. And about 5 seconds later, that can is emptied into your belly.
And little known fact, our American friend Brendan is about to become an Aussie, correct?
Oh, you found that out.
I heard this on the Vine. So maybe they could make shotgunning part of the citizenship ceremony.
Hang on. I thought you already were an Aussie.
Well, no.
We celebrated you being an Aussie up the coast.
Yeah. And that's because I'd gone through all the... paperwork.
Oh, okay.
And I've got my ceremony coming up in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I heard some people. I live in a CBD of Ipswich in Brisbane. Oh, well, it's not Brisbane. It's Ipswich in Queensland. And I could hear the mayor singing a Vans Australia Fair while I was cooking dinner last night. Not a good thing. Not a good thing.
So we've just got our man from Little Creatures has joined us again. George has just wandered back in.
Did you find that girl?
No, she loved me and left me.
Here at the beer show, Planet Beer, we've had the music already of the girls. They've been playing for us. We've been sampling some beers, talking about the boys and their boys' trip away. And I noticed that Brendan left his lady at home, Peter, and you and Jason. Kate didn't get a look in there.
No. It's strictly boys only.
What was it? It was about 25 guys.
Guys from school, basically. Yeah. Well, it started off as a school thing, St. Eddie's Old Boys, and it turned out to be now whoever comes along. Americans, yeah. Hawaiians, brewers, whoever can bring the best beer.
All right.
But we have set a precedent, though. Like, next year, I guarantee you, there's going to be someone else with a miracle box with something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe.
There's a couple of the home brewers there. Yeah. And they saw that setup, and they were very jealous.
Yeah.
So I think we raised the bar for the beer for coming years.
The thing is, for sports fans too that listen to the beer show, the NRL season's wrapped up and all the other kind of round ball seasons are starting up with the A-League in Australia and the basketball's kicking in too shortly. I'm thinking one night I'm going to take Jason down to the Brisbane Convention Centre, treat him to a beer and a hot dog, and see how American basketball is played in Australia in the NBA.
Oh, that should be interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
How is it played in...
Beer and hot dogs? What's that? That's a cheap night.
How is it played in America? I never really watched basketball. What is it, basketball?
You called yourself... No.
Well, Hawaii has no professional teams. We don't have basketball, football, or what the other one is.
It's baseball.
Okay, here comes...
Jason's
we've
just
been
us.
Served up the
Sticklers.
Sticklers.
Yeah. What we've got here is we've got... here at the sorry, I forgot where I was at. I know.
The Pig and Whistle.
Here at the Pig and Whistle. Shirt. Sorry, I was thinking pig something. Here at the Pig and Whistle. Thank you very much. Arj, our good friend Arj here, has got on tap now a traditional English beer.
Yeah, cask condition.
But it's cask condition and it's...
So what they do is
they pump it.
I'm not exactly sure. I haven't seen their setup, but traditionally what you get is a a keg that could be put in a breather into it, and then tap into the shive, and then you would put it in the cellar at about 10 degrees, and then you'd pull your handle on your beer engine and draw the beer from the cellar up into like a swan neck, diffuse it, and then thereby putting in nitrogen. And oxygen into the beer, so you smooth it out a bit.
So it still gets injected by, like I'm talking about, I thought it was back like in the old days when they didn't have any gassing, there was a
bullet. This is the old way.
So how do you get nitrogen into that?
No, well, it comes through the swan neck, and air, which is set about 73% nitrogen or something like that, gets driven into the beer. Oh. So before widgets were invented, and before not nitrogenated beers, became popular, and I think that was to create an English style of beer.
Yep.
This is cask conditioned ale, which is real ale. So it's the traditional method of drawing beer out of casks.
And this is a popular thing that's gone back to the old English days.
I don't know. I believe there's a certain percentage of breweries in England that still maintain this. Of course, it seems England's going the way of the world, which is lagers, but there's still a lot of breweries that are doing traditional cask beer. I'm not sure if anyone's doing it here in Australia. I'm sure somebody's doing it somewhere. Certainly, it's made some type of a revival in the U.S., but it's not a huge thing. But anyway, it's something to be enjoyed. Typically, they're about 8, 9, or 10 degrees. And so a lot of people don't like warm beer, personally. If it fits the style, maybe drink it.
Well, they say it's okay to have your beer room temperature when you're in England. But, of course, in Australia, our average room temperature is in the 20s. So maybe that's not a very bright idea.
No, that's why we refer to it as cellar temperature. So then we're talking 10 degrees.
Yeah.
So we drink our beer at cellar temperature.
Well, okay, well, I've had a sip. The color's very Boddington's color, that I would say.
Yeah,
it's red.
Toffee red color.
Yeah.
That's a good description.
Yeah. And it's Malty.
That is the key thing that's happening with this beer. It has got a very malt driven. Seems to be relatively mild in the hops. But wow, a lot of malt in there. A lot of chocolate, roasted toffee malts.
Yep. What do you think, George? Sitting over there, thinking about that girl that walked past before.
Can't get her out of my mind.
She gave him the look.
Just talking about, I guess, England and obviously. The ale capital of the world, and we sort of talk about I know one thing we do with some of our ales is we'll Burtonize the water, so to try and sort of mimic the chemical makeup of the water that's similar to Burton on Trent,
like the ionic makeup.
Yeah, that's right. So I mean, I don't know if it's I don't think it's softening the water.
No, it's not softening. It's hardening.
Hardening. The opposite. Hardening, right. I always get it wrong. But but you get that lovely mouthfeel.
Yeah. Calcium,
fluoride,
calcium sulfate.
Yeah. Bit of poo.
Magnesium. Burtonization.
Surely there's some crap floating around that river.
That would have been a good word for Shedan. Burtonization.
What was it?
Burtonization.
Burtonization.
Along with nitrogenation and isomerization. Summarizing.
The scary thing with Shedan is that she can pull those words out like months later and go, oh yeah, I've got a brain like a sieve.
They sound like words you'd find only in the Bectionary for the artist known as Beck. They're just crazy words. Now, what kind of food would go well with this beer, Brendan?
Well, that's a funny thing. I mean, I've got a professional opinion about beer and food, and I have a personal opinion about beer and food. Personally, I like to drink my beer without food.
Hydraulic sandwiches all the way.
Yeah, hydraulic sandwiches.
You've got everything you need in the glass right there.
But this is a really big malty beer.
Mm. The spoon would stand up in this.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't don't know. I certainly would go with several caramel desserts as a, you know, an
after dinner
thing.
It's a good dessert beer.
Oh, but it's not, but it's not necessarily sweet. But I'd hate to put it with something like a leg of lamb, which is also has a very strong flavor. I think you'd get detracting sensations. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'd put this one with food. But
yeah, I was going to say, this is a session beer, I think. In a sense that, you know, it's very English. You're in an English pub. I think the only thing you should be drinking, apart from Little Creatures and Matilda Bay and Carlton Draft, is English beer in an English pub.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Because I go to pubs that are themed like this for the escapism. Like, I've never been to England, but I'm guessing it's a lot like this. True? Yes. So I have to drink an English beer in there.
When in Rome, do what the Romans do. So exactly. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Speaking of Rome, Peter Brock also died that same week.
That was the worst segue.
I know.
You had a go at George. At least he had a croc connection.
I know. But those of you who are outside of Australia, you may not know. New Zealanders would know us. You would know Peter Brock. But he's a motorsport legend here in Australia. And he also died the same week Steve Irwin did. So it was like a celebrity death week for us.
As opposed to celebrity death match.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was he died doing the Targa in Western Australia.
Seriously, a week that just rocked Australians. And for those who knew Peter Brock in the motor racing circuit, of course, that's gone international since he retired from V8 supercar racing, because they're racing these days in China and Bahrain and all over the place in the V8s. But he is a dead set legend, a 9-time winner of Bathurst, and should have made a 10, but that's the way it went. And he started out in tiny little cars and then worked his way up to these V8 monsters.
I actually got to meet the guy, and he's a teetotaler as well, as Steve Irwin was. But he wrote on my hat. He said, "Live life, Peter Brock."
You too. I've got a hat signed by Peter Brock at home. Yep, and so I was very tempted to put that on eBay, but then that was only the evil devil on my shoulder.
Yeah, that was the
good devil.
Evil Walter.
The good angel said, "No, don't do that."
No.
It's not on.
But okay, we're going to have to wind the show up, I think, because I could sit here all night and talk and drink, but I think we better rate this this baby.
Yeah, let's give it a number.
Out of five.
Out of five stars.
For the sticklers from the out of the pump itself, I give it a 3. I reckon I have to get through this pint, and then I'd probably.
Truthfully, I didn't see the setup. I didn't see how they're pulling the pint. I would have expected a lot more creamy, a lot softer.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a head on that.
It's really cold.
He likes a good head.
It's a lot colder than I think an English ale should be served at, but...
Sorry, I was going to say, I haven't heard that joke before. God, there's a joke about a head. You get it? Like on beer? But
it's going to be on the cutting room floor, so don't worry about it.
So I'm going to be not as generous as Jason. I'm going to go 2.5.
Oh.
George?
I think just what we're saying, I think the novelty value of being in a English pub, and it's good to see them, you know, good to see a hand pump, at least, you know, to be able to, I mean, it's the first time I've actually tried a beer.
Like a hand job.
Get a hand on it. So, yeah, I'm going to give it a 3.5 sitting in the pub, but, you know, I think if I was anywhere else, I would have struggled to get through more than a pint of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think I could do a pint of it, quite frankly. I've only just barely touched this. I mean, yeah, you're right, for atmosphere and being part of an English pub, it gets points for that, but it's a real heavy beer, and I think you'd have to be very thirsty to get through a pint of this.
Well, there's our cue to go. But the DJ cranks it up like that. I think it says, Beer Show guys, get lost. I'm taking over the dance floor. So we'd like to thank everyone. We'd like to thank Little Creatures, George from Little Creatures. We're going to feature them on our shows in the future. We're going to go into more details with their other range of beers, the other four that are on the in the range. I'm sure there'll probably be more by the time. Well, they've probably got some on the plans, you know, secret ones they're not going to tell us about yet. But I'm sure we'll launch them here on the show. I'd like to thank Brennan.
I'd like to give you two words to leave with.
What's the two words?
Brew naked.
Brew naked.
As you do.
I always do anyway.
Excellent.
I'd like to thank Walter.
There's an image to leave you with.
Oh, I know. Brennan, it's funny. Now I'm going to be a bit more careful when I drink Brennan's home brews now.
Gee, that's a creamy beer you've got there, Brennan.
Well, anyway, living on a prayer.
This is the
I feel
sorry
for all the people who are not in Australia right now or overseas listening to us and thinking, listen to those Aussies. That song's what, from what, 1989?
Well, we know how to party like it's 1999.
I'm embarrassed, so I'm gonna sign off here. But like I say, thank you. I'll let Walter finish it up here. But good night, Australia.
And just remember to tune in live for the Beer Show. Next session is going to be coming up. We've got a new season just around the corner, so stick around for that.
New sponsors too.
New sponsors, new patches on the khaki shirt for Jason. This is the Beer Show from Planet Beer, online at www.thebeershow.com.